You have to close. You must ask for the business. Ever hear that? Of course you have. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. That's right. You're probably watching a video if you're not listening to me on iTunes or at the medicalsalesguru.com website. Most reps do great during sales conversations. They love talking about their products. They ask great questions and they talk about the right features and benefits. If you watched my last podcast, you know what I'm talking about, the right features and benefits. But where do things get tripped up? At the end. And they've heard this. They've heard it from their sales managers. You have to ask for the business. Well, all things being equal, and things are never equal, but if all things were equal, if all sales representatives had great sales conversations, there are two areas where medical sales representatives get caught up. One is with objections, and the second one is with closing, quotation marks, the sale. Today I'm going to talk about closing. So managers will often say you have to ask for the business. Let me ask you, do you believe this to be true? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I could tell you that it seems like a lot of reps don't believe that because I've been on hundreds of sales presentations with other sales representatives and they don't ask for the business. They just deliver the sales conversation. They talk about the product and they sit back and go, what do you think? That's their close. What do you think? And the customer probably says something like, well, you know, I think it looks good. I'll keep it in mind. And the sales rep walks out of there thinking that he or she had a great sales call and nothing ever happens. Well, why didn't anything happen? It's because the sales representative really didn't try to close the sale. Here's the thing. You do have to ask for the business, but there's a caveat to that. You have to ask for the business at the right time. You see, a lot of reps, they ask for the business. They ask the customer to buy or commit or schedule a case, whatever it is, before they've earned the right to do so. And what do I mean by earning the right? It's when they've had a sufficient exchange of information, they've been able to document the claims that they're making where the customer feels comfortable moving forward. So you do have to ask for commitment at every sales conversation. But the commitment might not be to buy at that moment. What is it I'm talking about? Well, it's very important that you understand, first of all, what I'm saying. Every sales conversation, in fact, almost every contact with one of your customers should end where you are asking them to commit to something. What is that something? I like to call it the appropriate next step. What is the appropriate next step in the sales process? You see, if the customer is not ready to buy yet, and you get a pretty good feeling, if you're paying attention, and this is important, if you're paying attention, in other words, you're listening to what the customer is saying, you get a good feel whether or not they're buying what you're sharing with them. Are they on the same page as you? Or is there a lot of sincere agreement going on? So you know when that's happening, but you can also tell when it's not. So what is that next step in the sales process? A lot of times that next step, if a customer is not ready to buy, is getting more information. They need more information to further give consideration to what you're talking about. Why would they want more information? Because more information may lead them to have more trust, more belief in what you're sharing with them. So often, getting commitment the way you start to get commitment at the end of a great sales conversation is to ask this simple question. Doctor, what's the next step? In fact, you may even want to summarize what you talked about. We talked about how you thought that you would be able to use this product during your procedures to reduce bleeding. Let me ask you, what's the next step? It is a very, very simple question. Or you might ask something along similar lines, like, doctor, if you're not ready to take the next step, let me ask you, what information do you need to be able to give this further consideration? Find out what they want to know. And here's the thing, whatever it is, get them to agree to getting more information or meeting with a product manager or doing a demo or an evaluation, whatever it might be, looking at a model, watching a video, whatever it is, get commitment to make it happen. That would be another one. You could say, doctor, what would you need to know to seriously consider this offering? Ask the questions and listen carefully. Figure out a way to get them what they need on a specific date and time and get them to commit to getting that information. And for example, you might say something like, you know, Dr. Smith, I'm going to bring by a journal article which delineates the benefits we discussed that fits the needs for your patients on that particular procedure. I could bring it by next Tuesday morning, or would Wednesday afternoon be better? Give them that alternative of choice. The alternative choice is just a great way. Now, here's the problem. If they won't commit, then they don't even believe that there's enough value to go any further. And it's a great time to ask them what their thoughts are, why they won't commit, why they're not ready to move forward. Medical representatives have difficulty when they ask for the business too soon. If the customer isn't ready to buy, in other words, they don't say, yeah, let's schedule a case, or yeah, let's place the order, then they think there is no next step. If there's ever a level of interest, there is always a next step. Maybe to find out more, maybe to buy, but you have to ask questions to figure out what it is. The idea is to get closer to the sale at each customer contact or encounter. And the way you can do that is by asking for the next step. It's not closing at that moment. It's getting commitment to take the next step. When you've done that, then you know you've had a good sales call. And if you would like to have good sales calls, and if you're wondering what it would be like to be able to learn the secrets and strategies of the top 1% in medical sales so you could consistently close more business, then the next step you should take would be to check out Medical Sales Academy. After 37 years in healthcare sales, I could tell you, there are two kinds of sales reps. The kind that will take immediate action when they're presented with an opportunity to learn more, know more, get an edge on their competition. And the other type, which are those medical salespeople who are complacent. They're happy with what they have. They'll accept more if it comes their way without having to do too much work. But they're not going to invest on their own or commit time to learn and train more to be able to be more effective. If you're in the first category, if you really want to leverage every opportunity, then I invite you to take a look at Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy is my online 365, 24/7 training and support platform for medical sales professionals that will help you to achieve the type of results that are obtained by the top 1% in medical sales. Learn more by going to medicalsalesacademy.com, listed right here on the screen if you're watching the video. And I want to thank you for taking some of your valuable time to become better at what you do by spending time with me today on the Medical Sales Guru podcast or watching the video at the Medical Sales Channel. And don't forget that whatever you do in your medical sales career, nothing is more important than who? The patient. Yes, my friends, the patient always comes first. Time for a commitment. Commit to doing what's best for the patient. And commit to the next steps that'll be effective for you. Thanks for being here. I will talk to you again soon. I'm Mace Haroff.